Just kiss the fucking mic before we get going. This is Chris Johnson. There are exciting things going on in my world. There are two fucking ducks outside. It's a fucking bonded pair. I love ducks so goddamn much. I can't really explain why I love ducks. I don't have ducks. I don't think I've ever touched a duck. I just like ducks. They walk funny. They waddle their asses around. They got bills and they don't fucking pay them. Just flaunt that shit around. Flaunt it to the man. And they quack. They make weird fucking noises. I just fucking love ducks. I love a lot of animals and ducks are on the fucking list. And I like when ducks are at places where they shouldn't fucking be. Like, why the fuck is a duck outside my fucking apartment window? There's no fucking ponds around here or anything like that, but they're just fucking chilling. Actually, they're eating bird seed. The downstairs neighbor put out the bird feeders again. And I'm like a fucking 90-year-old woman with this shit. I cannot fucking tell you how excited I get when she puts out those goddamn feeders. I work right here, right at this fucking desk, and my fucking windows are open all day, and when the fucking feeders are out, I see birds all over the place. They chill on my fucking balcony. I see fucking cardinals, the occasional fucking blue jay. There's crows out there, fucking chickadees. It's fucking awesome. I could sit here and watch these fucking birds all goddamn day. Young Chris Johnson wouldn't give two shits about that. He might be like, oh, that's a bird. That's fucking cute. You know, 18-year-old Chris Johnson. He's got no time for that. He's moving around. He's got shit going on. I can't fucking tell you what. Who knows what the fuck I was doing at 18? Probably something fucking dumb. I can tell you, I would not be that excited about fucking birds. But I'm so fucking jacked up that these feeders are still up. In the past, too, like, when the feeders are empty, I get, like, annoyed about it. Like, I think, like, should I buy seed and refill it? It might be kind of weird. Like, what if they catch me doing it? But I just want to see the goddamn birds. Fill up the fucking seed, goddammit. Like, you're taking away my fucking enjoyment here. Even though that enjoyment is purely based on the fact that you're buying seed and buying feeders and hanging that shit up around, and I get to fucking watch the birds because of it. I'm contributing nothing to this relationship. This is very much like I'm in an actual relationship or like when I'm married. I'm not contributing a goddamn thing. I'm here. I'm taking enjoyment, but I'm not actually bringing anything to the table. These fucking bird feeders are the perfect metaphor for my life. Sometimes there's deer out there eating the fucking seed. I like when the deer fucking come by. Squirrels all over the fucking place. I love the fucking squirrels. Can I say something about fucking squirrels? Squirrels are fucking awesome. I like squirrels and chipmunks. They're fucking cute. They fucking hop around and shit, and they fucking puff their tails up when they're pissy. I don't understand the big deal with fucking squirrels. My mom, when I was growing up, my dad was like this too. They would, they had bird feeders out and shit, and they used to get like really pissed when the squirrels ate the bird seed. I remember my dad would even like shoot BBs at the fucking squirrels, and I get like pissed, like, why are you fucking shooting at him? Or they shouldn't be eating that seed. You put it in his fucking house. Like, he fucking lives out there, asshole. Like, why the fuck are you surprised that the squirrel's eating the goddamn seed? I'd be fucking surprised if they didn't eat the seed. People fucking do this. They put, like, food outside for a specific animal. They're like, oh, I feed the whatever the fuck with this particular piece of food. And then, like, if any other animal eats that food, they get, like, all pissy about it. Oh, the fucking squirrel ate the seed. It's for the birds. You think they fucking know? The squirrels live outside. The fucking birds live outside. You dump fucking food where they both fucking live. Who gives a shit if they both eat it? Buy one of those fucking, like, bird feeders that fucking, like, throw squirrels off. I know that sounds fucking weird, but, like, there are specific bird feeders that are, like, designed to be, like, squirrel-proof or whatever the fuck. Just buy one of those. The fuck do you want me to tell you? You think the birds are pissed because the squirrel's eating the fucking seed? Is that what you think is happening? If I came to your fucking house, like, on Thanksgiving or some shit, and I made, like, all the fucking food, and, like, everybody's, like, you know, going through and grabbing their shit, and then I just, like, picked out, like, three people and was like, no, you can't fucking eat. This isn't for you. You know how fucking dumb that would be? That makes no fucking sense. That's what you're doing outside. Leave the fucking squirrel alone. Let him eat the fucking seed. My mom used to fucking sometimes open a window and yell at the squirrel. I remember her fucking specifically yelling. She's like, get out of there, Mr. Squirrel. Oh, you're pretty formal with that guy. Mr. Squirrel? People are so fucking weird. If I fucking put food outside, whatever fucking animal gets the food, gets the fucking food. Jesus Christ. As I'm telling you this story, I'm realizing, like, I got jack shit going on. I don't care about this. Like, I'm not, like, embarrassed about this. But the most exciting thing in my fucking week has been the fact that the bird feeders are up again. The feeders are up, and I'm fucking excited about it. And there's this fucking tree outside, and I know it's gonna fucking bloom with these little fucking red berries probably around late June, early July, and I know the birds are gonna like that shit too. There's like a fucking 2-week stretch where there's fucking red berries on that fucking tree. That's a fucking goldmine right there. If I could fucking take 2 weeks of vacation, which I'm not going to because I'm not gonna fucking burn my time just to watch fucking birds eat berries. But what I'm saying is I love when the birds eat the fucking berries because sometimes they fucking go on my goddamn balcony and I can see the fucking berries in their mouths and they stand there and they fucking pose and shit. They fucking show me what they got. And the fact that I know all this, I know the fucking bird feeder schedule, I know the fucking seed schedule, I know the fucking berry schedule, I got nothing going on. I got nothing going on with fucking women. I got nothing going on with friends. I got nothing going on with family. And I don't give a fuck. I've carved out the perfect fucking existence. I get to work from home and watch birds. And I have enough. Now, I wish I made more money, sure. And I guess you always got to kind of look around just in case your fucking job goes tits up. But I feel like if I could just bottle what I got right now and just keep it, I think I'd be in a really good spot. The only thing that would be better is if, like, fucking dogs and cats came to the fucking balcony. And I didn't have to fucking go anywhere to see animals. Like, yeah, I can go to my fucking sister's house for a fucking birthday party or some shit and see fucking Cooper or fucking Bella or whatever the fuck. I can see fucking Herc and Peggy at fucking Nitz in the judge's place. Let me tell you something right now. Herc is a motherfucker. He's a fucker. He'll try to fucking nip my calves. But if I sit down, he's all in my business. But I gotta find a way to bring more animals to me. And if I get to that point, like, I'll never fucking speak to another human being again. I gotta figure out how to get there. I am a fucking asocial misanthrope. But I'll be back, Sundays and Wednesdays, with new podcast episodes. Tell you all about it. Podbean is the host of the cast. Every single episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, any fucking podcasting that you want. I am on Twitter at Johnson Hates You. I'll be writing my Facebook timeline for you. And on Instagram, maybe the number 5 minutes.